Hello.
Hey, Randy. Dan Nelson.
Yeah.
Hey, sir. We're looking forward to doing your client interview, getting everything set up on your account. You're lucky enough to get one of my favorite reps on that side, Randy. She's amazing. Her name's Nikki, okay?
Let me get my grandson over here.
Yeah, please, please. Be amazing.
Come here, I need you to do this. I'm just going to turn it over to him.
Awesome. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Hey, Kayla, so you got assigned to one of my favorite reps on that side. Her name's Nikki, okay? What Nikki's going to do is she's going to ask you a few questions to make sure we're, like, setting up everything properly, and she's here to provide you with excellent service, okay?
Okay.
Before I have her jump on the line and I leave the call, though, I wanted to ask you if you had any questions for me that I can answer.
No, I'm good.
All right, let's rock and roll. Let me grab her. Nikki, you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect. All right, you're in great hands, Caleb. Okay, you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, thanks,
Nikki. You're awesome. Appreciate you. Bye.
Thank you. Hi, Caleb, and hi, Randall. How are you doing?
We're all right.
Sounds good. So, yes, I'm calling with regards to your scheduled client interview, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this the best time for you?
Yeah, it's fine. This time's fine.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Caleb, I wanted to thank you and your grandfather, Randall, for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process, and we will be discussing the next steps. And if ever you do have any questions or clarifications, Caleb, please don't hesitate to cut me off and ask me, because I wanted to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, so I see here that you already signed the terms and conditions with Dan. So I'm going to go ahead now and select a security question for your business. So this question is for your protection. So anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So the choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. So which one would you like to choose?
Maiden name's fine. My mother's maiden name. The same as my,
That would be?
Bowen. It's Bowen. B-O-W-E-N.
B-O-W-N.
No, B-O-W-E-N. Bowen.
Oh, B-O-W-E-N.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for this. Bowen. All right. And let me now go ahead and verify all the business information that we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes. So your business name is called Bones Tree Service, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the address I have on here is 3709 County Road 913, Joshua, Texas, 76058.
Yep, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. And is this a home address or an office location?
That's a home address.
Home address, I see. Well, Google heavily favors business that show the address online, even if it's a home, and these can directly improve your rankings. Would you be willing to share your address online?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
So it already is shared. It already is shared online. It already is shared online. If you go to Google Maps and put it in, it's already there.
All right. You already have a Google Business Profile, correct?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. So I'm going to go ahead and check that one later because I will be asking you to add this as a manager so we could work on it. All right, and I just wanted to make sure. Can you receive mail at this address?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. And the phone number your clients will call you, is it going to be the 817-705-3831?
Yeah, I don't know the phone number of this phone, but whatever number that's attached to this phone number is the number that,
Yeah, so that is the number that I'm calling right now. Well, unless you opt in to our call tracking feature. So our call tracking feature, Caleb, is something that comes included in a package. It's what we call the call tracking number. So this one is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we do is we will create another number with a local area code and post it online. So with a call tracking number, Caleb, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you might have missed. These will also filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. And all the calls are still going directly to the number ending in 3831, the one that I'm calling right now. So, would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so we're going to have this one for you. So we are going to place it everywhere online, including the most important website like Facebook and Google. So we ask you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, just let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent. And I just wanted to make sure that I got to your correct email address. So that would be caleb_dyer2024@outlook.com.
Yeah, that's the right one.
All right. And also, would you like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business? Well, having a professional customer greeting is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. But for this one, Caleb, we do have a one-time cost of $19, and you will be able to make any changes or updates to it as needed. So the sample message goes like this. Hi, thank you for calling Bowen Street Service. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment will let you choose if you want to have a female voice artist or a male voice artist to record the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then they can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Nah, I don't want to do all that.
All right. No worries. Let's skip that one. And do you have a business website already?
I think, I don't know. I don't know. It's not my business, but I don't know if it does or not.
Let me check it here. I didn't see any. I think he doesn't have one yet, but that's not a problem. We can create a website, and we call it My Site. So let me go ahead now and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from. So let me see. Let's see if Bowen Street Service is available. All right. Would BowenStreetService.net work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. But do you want to make it shorter? Because the shorter the domain name will be easier for your clients to remember. They want to keep it this way.
No, the shorter the better. That is true. I've heard that in business classes all the time.
Yeah. So can we try to check? Do you want to do like B?
I think, do we not have a .com domain?
Let's see. For the BowenStreetService.net, for the Bowen Tree Service, we don't have .com available, but we can try to check some other domain names. Can we try like B Tree Service? Would that work for you, or do you want to have the Bowens on it?
I think Bowen. Yeah, Bowen's fine.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't have to be too short. I mean,
Bowens. How about Bowen Service or? Let's see if the .com is available in this domain. Oh, it's not. Let me see.
That's fine. We could just stick with BowenStreetService.net. I mean, it's not too long. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. So let's have that. Okay. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, this domain name will be available to purchase for $99, okay?
You have to pay for the domain or the website?
Just in case that you will cancel your services with us, you can buy this domain for $99.
Oh, you have to pay for domain?
If you are with us right now, there's no additional cost for this.
Oh,
Yeah.
Is it just for y'all that we have to pay the domain, or do y'all have to pay for a domain to make the website? Or are we just paying y'all because of?
Just in case, if you will cancel your services with Local Splash and you wanted to keep the domain, you can buy it from us for $99. But for now, you're not going to pay anything for this because this is part of the service.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me have it here. So this is going to be your domain name, and we can now create a stunning website for you. All right. And also, let me see. Do you want to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through your website?
Yeah.
Okay. To make this possible, we need a couple of things from you, Caleb. First, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account. And then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. Don't worry, it's going to be very simple. I will send you the steps on how to do it. Now we can complete this without your help, so please reply to the email as soon as you have the information, okay?
Okay, so you're going to send me an email?
Yes, I'm going to send you an email for this one later when we're going to go ahead and set up your account. All right. And also, I just wanted to make sure, are your license insured or have a business registration?
Yeah, he does.
All right. Sounds good. Will you be able to provide me the license number, the business license number? Is it handy with you right now or is it not?
I don't know the license number off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure he does.
All right. That's okay. If ever you have some time to send it through an email or a text message, that would do. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Let me just note it here. Okay. And also, have you heard of Google Workspace?
Yep.
Yes. So we do offer this one. So again, Google Workspace is a Google product for emails, documents, and calendars. So with your new website domain, the one that we have, and with Google Workspace, you will get email that matches the domain with instant credibility. It will also be a great step towards branding your company. Also, you would receive enough cloud storage to store invoices or photos and fast work with a click of a button on any device that you have. Google Workspace also offers enhanced data security for your protection and the ability to easily work with your team by sharing your drive and documents for easier and more efficient connections. But for this one, Caleb, we do have a starting price of $19 per month. Do you think you're interested in adding this to your subscription?
No.
All right. Let me just note it here. And just in case you will change your mind, you can always give us a heads up or give us a call about this, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And let's go over with keywords. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I see here, Caleb, that you do provide three services, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what is your main service? Like, what would you like for your potential customers to find you for?
You're asking what the service is?
Yeah, like the keywords that you wanted to be found for, your service. I did some research right here, Caleb, before I try to call you, and I found some keywords that are most relevant to your type of business. I'm going to go ahead and read these keywords, and please advise if these are relevant or if you would like to add, okay?
Yeah.
So I got here a few samples. We have here tree services. We have tree trimming, tree removal, tree cutting, arborist services, stump removal, tree root removal, emergency tree removal, 24-hour tree removal, and residential tree services. How does that sound? Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yep.
All right. Do you want to add any other keywords?
No.
All right. That's okay. I'm going to send you an email with all those keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add any other keywords, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. And now, the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business. so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So my first question for you is there anything unique about your business?
Like, what do you mean? Like, what do I need?
Anything unique, or like, what sets you apart from your competitors?
Probably longevity.
Been in the business for a long time.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you been in business?
I think he's been in business since the 90s.
Oh.
So a little bit over 20, 25 years.
Over 25 years, all right. Do you
yeah.
do you happen to know like the exact year that he started the business?
No, I don't know the exact year he started.
All right. So
I just know it was in the 90s. So over 25 years. I think if you put on there over 25 years, it'll catch some people's eyes.
All right. Yeah, it's actually a good years right here. So I'm going to put it here, over 25 years. So is this family owned and operated?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. And is this locally owned and operated also?
It is.
All right. Do you offer free estimates?
He does offer free estimates.
All right. Let me just have it here. And do you have a mission statement?
No. I think we do need to get one, though.
I do prepare a list of mission statements for you. I'm going to go ahead and read a few samples.
We have one.
Oh, you do?
We have one. We have one, but maybe make one a little bit stronger. I think the one we have right now rolling with is it is too expensive to hire a professional, but I think we need something a little bit better than that.
Okay. Do you want me to read a few samples that we prepared?
Yeah.
All right. So we actually have here at Bowen's Tree Service, we strive to be a company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have at Bowen's Tree Service, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. We also have here at Bowen's Tree Service, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one that we have is at Bowen's Tree Service, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. So do you happen to like any from the list?
A lot from the list I've already heard before. What was the not the first one, but the second one I kind of like.
The second one we have here at Bowen's Tree Service, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. Do you want to use this?
Yeah, that one's good. That one's good.
All right. And how about a tagline or slogan? Do you have one?
It's not very good. I think we need something better. What do you got?
Let me have it here. Let me see for the tree service that you have.
Well, I could go online and get it for free. There's so many websites where you can just look up tree service and it'll come up with different slogans and stuff like that.
Yes. So, let's see. Or you can send it to us later if you do want it to personalize the tagline or slogan. But for now, let me see for the free ones that we have. All right. Do you want me to read a few samples?
Yeah, you can.
All right. So we have here growing stronger one tree at a time. We also have where your trees comes first. We also have caring for nature one branch at a time. And the last one is your tree's best friend.
Caring for nature one tree at a time is really good, actually.
All right. Caring for nature one tree at a time. So let's have that. Okay. And how many people work with your company?
It depends.
Do you have like a number of people, like around, like estimates, around 5 to 10 or?
5 to 10. Yeah, 5 to 10 is a good estimate.
All right. Gotcha here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
He does both.
Both. Amazing. We have both here. And what are your hours of operation?
I would say anywhere between 8 a.m. to 3 to 5 p.m.
8 a.m. to 3 to 5 p.m. Or do you want me to put it?
Yeah, just go 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. That's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is it going to be every day or Monday through Fridays only?
Every day a week.
All right. So that's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Monday to Sundays.
Yep.
And what types of payments do you accept?
He takes cash, checks. I don't know if he does. Does he do wire transfers? I'm not sure. I'm just going to stick to cash and checks here.
All right. So let's stick with cash and checks. So now that we have gathered your business information, we have two options for you, Caleb. The first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. The second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So which option do you prefer?
Like which platform do I prefer?
Yeah, like which option do you prefer for us to list your business? But for this one, we do actually offer the first option because that is the best option that we could work on, like optimizing your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. There's no additional cost.
Facebook's gonna be your best bet. Yeah,
So do you want to work with the first option?
Yeah, first option's fine.
All right. Sounds good. And let's go over with your Google business profile. So I see that your business is located in Joshua, Texas, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what cities or zip code would you like to target for this one, Caleb? We actually highly recommend that we could focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes because this can help you a lot with a better ranking in your Google business profile. Do you think we could work on this?
Yeah, do you want me to give you area codes?
Yes, like 5 zip codes or cities.
First zip code off the top of my head, 76028. Hold on, I'm about to get other zip codes.
Mm-hmm. 76028, let me have that.
There's a couple more.
Yeah.
I just don't know them off the top of my head.
How about city? Can you provide me the city? I will try to have it here.
Okay. Bingo, Fort Worth.
That's Bingo, Fort Worth.
Go Cleburne.
Oh, one moment here. That's Cleveland.
Also, did you put Joshua already?
I'm putting a Joshua right now. So we have 3. Okay.
I know. I'm letting her type in the numbers. Bingo, Benbrook.
That's Bingo. I'm sorry. Can you spell it out for me? The Bingo.
Benbrook. B-E-N.
Oh.
Where's y'all's company located? Where are y'all located at?
Oh, all in California?
No. California?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can type in Benbrook. Benbrook.
Oh, yeah, I got it here. So we have 4. We have Burleson, Cleveland, Joshua, and Benbrook.
Yeah.
And what would be the last one?
And then go Crowley. Crowley. C-R-O-W-L-Y. L-E-Y, my bad. So it's going to be C-R-O-W-L-E-Y.
Yes. Got it here. So thank you so much for this. And since you have mentioned earlier that you do have an existing Google business profile, right? So I'm actually pulling it right now just to make sure.
I'm pretty sure it does because when you look at maps, it's when you pull up the address on maps, it says Bone Tree Service. So that means he has to have some sort of Google business account. I'm not sure exactly what his login information is for that. I just know he has some type of business account associated with Google.
Yes, I was actually trying to check it here. There's a lot of Bowen's Tree service that I'm seeing on the business profile right now. And I'm trying to figure out which one is under his, because there's no Bowen Tree service that is associated with the number 3831. So we do have a couple of Bowen Tree service here, and there's no 3831 with the phone number. But I'll try to check which one would be under the address. Let me just have it here.
Yeah, you can. What you can do is you can go to Maps and look up the location of the address, the business address, and then it'll come up with the business, and you can tap on the business. It'll take you straight to it.
Yes.
It has the phone number. It has email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, I'm doing it right now, but under the Bowen Street service and the area that I'm putting it right here, it didn't pop up with the same phone number that we have. The one that ends with
It's probably his other phone. He has multiple.
Oh, you have a different phone?
What happened? No, it should be that 705 number. I'm looking at it too. Hold up.
Mm-hmm. Under 705. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you not coming up with something like that? With that phone number?
Yes, it's not coming up any Google Business Profile.
I looked up in Safari, Bowen Tree Service. It comes up like immediately. Here, I'll send y'all the link.
Okay. Is it under his phone number and address?
You can look it up on Yelp. You can look it up on Yelp.
Let me see. I was actually trying
to check. It's probably the only...
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I was trying to check it under the Google Business Profile, under the Google page. But if it's linked mm-hmm. on the Yelp, I try to check if it's linked on the Yelp, okay? Let me see.
It is.
There's a link on the Yelp with the Google Business Profile on it?
No, I'm just saying it's on Yelp. I don't know anything about his business profile.
Ooh, okay. That might be. He might have a Yelp page, but he doesn't have any Google Business Profile. That could be the reason.
Yeah, probably not, but I'm just saying it comes up in Maps and stuff, so he has something going on. I just don't know what his business profile is, anything like that.
All right, that's okay. Let me see. Yes, you do have a Yelp page right here. I'm trying to check if there's a Google Business Profile that is associated. Oh, this is only for the Maps, but there's no Google Business Profile under it, but that's nothing to worry. We can create a Google Business Profile for you and optimize it, okay?
What websites are best for creating that stuff?
For the Google Business Profile, you should be creating it under Google itself. So for this one, since it is part of the service, we will create a Google Business Profile for you and optimize it. Okay, but for this one, Caleb, Google will require one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. Verification is very important to show your business on Google Search and Maps. Verifications will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard, and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Video verification has the highest likelihood to occur. As you are the business owner, it is important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. We will provide you instructions and requirements via email, okay?
Okay.
And does he happen to have any business cards or any signage?
He does. He does have business cards.
All right. Amazing. So for that, please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do the video verification, because that is very helpful for the verification. In the unlikely event, Caleb, that the postcard method is used, You will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality in your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Okay.
All right. And to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further, so I'm going to send you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification, so can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, the business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email. And we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. All right.
Okay,
do you have any other
questions? That sounds good.
Okay.
No, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And also, Caleb, one of the newest features that we have is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Well, posts are a great way to get attention in real estate in Google, as well as improve your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So, would you like to opt into this program with no additional cost?
I guess so.
All right, so let's have that one. And let's talk about Yelp now. So I see that you already have a Yelp page, right? And do you, you do have a Yelp page, right? The one that we are checking right now, earlier?
Yes.
So do you have access, or your grandfather have access to this Yelp page?
He does. I don't. So, yeah.
All right. So for that, I'm going to send you an email. Do you want us to optimize your Yelp page so I can send you an email on how to add us as an admin so we can optimize the Yelp page?
I don't know. I guess so. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So I'm going to send you an email for this so you can check on if you wanted to add us as an admin for optimization. All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you have a Facebook business page?
I don't know if he does or not. I don't think so.
Okay, let me try to check it just real quick.
Yeah, you can check.
Okay. Because I think I'm seeing one. I'm not quite sure, but... Oh, Bowen Street Service, Joshua, Texas. I think he do have, but I wanted to make sure that this is the one, 83. It says 38. Oh, I think this is the one because it has your phone number right here. And let me see. Okay. It got a picture of a man. I think this is... Okay. And do you have access to this Google business, to this Facebook business page?
He probably does, yeah. I didn't ask him about it.
Mm-hmm. So I will be sending an email and a text message with a special link to grant us access to the Facebook business page. Just click the link and follow the easy steps. It should not take more than 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook business page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know, okay?
Okay. Right. I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to send the one later just to make sure.
Okay.
All right, after the call, so you will have everything all at one. And let's talk about, I do see here that you do have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us. Would you like to send specific images or photos to be used in your Facebook ads?
Yes.
Okay.
So all the pictures on his Facebook posts on that business account that you just said, to show me all those pictures regarding trees and stuff like that, tree services and all that, that would be good ads to place.
Okay, but we would like to ask, it would be better if you will send it to us through an email, or you can upload it to your client dashboard so that we will have a good quality, because if you will be grabbing from the Facebook itself, it might ruin the quality, and we don't want it to use bad quality photos.
Okay.
All right.
So you want individual, does it matter, videos, photos?
Yeah, you can send videos or photos if you like, so we can work on that.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, I will be sending you an email where you can reply to it. It will be convenient for you, okay? All right.
Okay.
And what call to action do you want for your ad campaign? We have three options, and you can choose one, whichever you think would work best for you. So we do have Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ad sub. But unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And the last option that we have right here, Caleb, is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through the Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service requests. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So what do you think would work best for you?
Yeah, Facebook Messenger is fine.
All right.
I've never used it before, so.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, for now, let's set up with the
Facebook. Is it like Instagram Messenger? Is it like Instagram?
The Messenger that we have on Facebook, the same thing. The app that we have for the Messenger. So that's the same thing. He needs to make sure that he has downloaded the Messenger app. So if the clients will be sending message through the Facebook Messenger, it will pop up directly.
Okay, right. That sounds good.
And if ever it's not going to work well for you, if ever you wanted to change it to calls or to Facebook form fill, you can always give us a heads up or notify us so we can change it, okay? But Facebook Messenger is actually the best option.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes. All right. So let's have this one. So our business hours is from Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Do you have a day or time preference that you would like us to reach out to you, or is any timer open okay?
Midday. So from 12 to 2. That's a good, that's a sweet spot right there.
All right. 12 to 2 p.m. your time. That's the best time for us to call you if we have any concerns to your account, right?
Yeah.
All right. And do you have a logo?
We do. It's on the sides of our truck.
So I will be asking you to send us your logo via email to photos@locals.com, or you can reply to my photos email so it will be convenient for you.
Okay.
All right. So now you are going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days, Caleb. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and reply to my email with the changes that you want. You will also receive an email regarding photos. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use them for your Google business profile, the website, and more. You can reply to that email with up to 20 images, or feel free to upload as many as you like to your client dashboard. But please ensure they are high resolution and good quality, and your logo, send it over as well. If the images you provided are low quality or do not best represent your business, we will use high quality stock photos as temporary placeholders on your new website. These stock images will be industry related, but if you notice that any of it don't fit, let us know and we will replace them. So all images we use are copyright protected, so if you receive any emails or calls about copyright issues with photos, please contact us before responding. And also within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on. you will also be receiving the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business. And now, Caleb, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. So you should see results within 45 to 60 days. So don't forget that you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Also, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls, so please be aware of that, okay? If you do have any questions, if you do have any questions, just give us a call before responding to any questionable requests that you might receive. And as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So what day and time would work best for you so we can set it up now? Let me see. 3 weeks from now, Caleb, that's going to be on the 17th of April. Would that work well for you?
Yeah.
All right. And what will be the best time on the 17th of April?
On April?
Yes. On April? Do the first touch. Yeah. We will be calling you on the 17th of April to check the progress of your account with us. So what would be the best time for
midday. Us? Midday. As always, midday, 12 to 2.
All right, so I'm going to schedule you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to schedule you with a 12 p.m. your time. I will also add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Let me have it here. So this will conclude our interview, Caleb. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all my questions. You were so sweet for helping your granddad answering all the questions for his business. But do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
No, that's good. Okay, one more question. So say I made my own ads, which I have done in the past. I don't know why. I told him I would do to him for free. I have money. Shoot videos, I pay an editor, put it on Facebook ads, stuff like that, make own website, stuff like that. What do I say if we wanted to cancel this after I try to do it on my own and we do pretty good with it?
Oh, if you wanted to cancel, you can just give us a call with the same number for you to request the cancellation.
You have to request it?
Yes, yeah, so you will call us to cancel your subscription with us.
Okay. So it's just not like I go down, you know how, it's not like we just ask and we have to request it?
Oh, you have to give us a call so we can process the cancellation request that you will have.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So after 5 to 7 days, Caleb, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. So your client support number is 877-635-6225. You will receive our contact information by email. So please not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can contact us via phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. So we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. You can also schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. So please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We will also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. So once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business. And of course, we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Always remember that we value your business, but before I let you go, is there anything else that I can help you out with?
No. That's it.
Thank you so much, Caleb, for taking your time, and it was nice talking to you, and enjoy the rest of the day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.